I'd ask you please to remain standing for an opening word of prayer. Father, we give thanks today in the Savior's precious name. We are gathered in this place on a special occasion. We've come, Lord, to give thanks for the young people that are before us, for this milestone in their lives. We are thankful for the families that are behind them, for the mothers and the fathers who have sacrificed much, for the grandparents that have contributed financially and practically and lovingly. And dear God, we pray that in many respects, as this marks a crossroad, a turning point for our young people as they move on from one stage of their education to another, that, Lord, you would go before them. You would make the crooked ways straight and the rough places plain. We ask, dear God, that they would walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. We pray that their lives would make a difference for the Savior, and that, O God, the devil will be defeated in their life and every attempt he has to overturn them, to make them go in a pathway that is dishonoring. And so, Father, tonight now, as we are in a very happy occasion, as we think with rejoicing and thankful for the academic progress, for the character that has been developed in the young people, bless each one of them. Make this a happy time tonight. Dear Father, be with us, bless us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to welcome you all tonight to our graduation ceremony for our grade 8 and our grade 12 graduates. This is a milestone for them as they are moving on to the next level of their education. We're happy because it is always a significant thing when you have seen the grace of God and His hand upon your young people, your children, your grandchildren, some great-grandchildren, and you have been enabled to see that, and you're here tonight to witness this great occasion. And so we're thankful. We're happy that you're here. We welcome each one of you. We know that their relatives, some have traveled from a distance to be with their graduating class tonight, and so we're very, very happy that you are here. We're pleased to have our first principal, Dr. Slade, is with us, and also have our former principal, Mr. Sterrett, is with us tonight too, and we welcome all of you folks in the Savior's precious name, and we trust that you will have an enjoyable night tonight. We're now going to have the presentation of the diplomas to our grade eight graduates, and I'm very pleased that Dr. Slade is going to come and present those awards tonight.
Happy to recognize these grade 8 graduates. Need a little power. Okay. And the first one is up here, ready, waiting. Alfred Regis, or Regis, Alfred, sorry. No.
It's a bit better.
Okay. Yeah. Regis Alfred is first.
Congratulations.
Myla Atkins. Congratulations. Jethro Barbe. Congratulations. Madison Brown. Congratulations. Dorothy Chan. Jamie Chorensic. Joshua Fisher. Emmanuel Ganana Seelan. Adam Hudson. Anita Hung. Samuel McAnally. Congratulations. Melanie Pang. Congratulations. John Quason. Ryan Suram. David Schultz. Congratulations. Samuel Springer. Samuel Tadros. Prashan Thavaraja. Elizabeth Wong. And Jalen Yang. Congratulations.
You may have wondered why this young man is sitting at the front here, and he didn't get too far. He had a little mishap a couple of weeks ago when we were having the final night of our Good News Bible Club, and he slipped on a dandelion out in the field. And he didn't think it was broken, first of all, but x-ray the next day, he found out it was broken, so he's got a cast on that. But Agassiz, we're thinking much about you. Very pleased now that Mrs. Zablocki is going to come and present the awards for the Grade 8.
Good evening, parents, students, teachers, family. Sorry, can you hear me? And of course, our graduates, friends of our graduates. We're very proud of our Grade 8 graduates tonight, and we're happy for this opportunity to honor them. It has been a personal blessing for me to have watched these students grow over the past few years. I taught them in grade 5, now they're in grade 8, and it's amazing the changes that happened between grade 5 and grade 8, and they've grown so wonderfully. That being said, there are some teachers here who have known these students since they were little. We thank the kindergarten and the primary teachers. Some of them have memories of these students at 4 years old or 5 years old. But parents, you know these students the best. You know the personal challenges that each one of them have faced and how they have worked with God's grace to overcome them and are seated here before us tonight, and we thank you. Above academic growth and maturity, we as teachers and you as parents long to see spiritual growth in our students. God has given each one of our students gifts and talents. Some of these can be measured with a test, and those students may earn awards tonight. But other gifts are not academic in nature, but they are still very important. It is our desire, above all else, that our students will come to love the Lord and to serve Him with their whole heart, with the gifts that He has given them, and that one day they may hear the words from the Lord Himself, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Our students have reached a milestone tonight, but their journey is really just beginning. But our prayers will be with them, whether they're continuing for high school here at Whitfield or going elsewhere. We will be praying for them. This is a very special time of the evening when we get to give out awards. Awards are given to recognize excellence, and tonight is no exception. The recipients of these awards have shown excellence in a variety of areas. I just wish I had more awards to give out, because each of these students is very special to us and deserving of recognition. But we have a few awards that I'd like to present. The first one is our Academic Achievement Award. This award is given out to the student with the highest overall average in all of his or her subjects. We have several students this year that have earned honors, and we're very proud of them. But we have two students with an average of over 90% in all of their subjects. And so we've decided to honor both of them tonight. These students have gone above and beyond in every subject. Their excellence and dedication is to be commended. So please join with me in congratulating Jamie Cherensuk and Jalen Yang. The next award is for Excellence in Visual Arts. It is presented to a student who always pursues excellence in art class and has shown exceptional talent and ability. The award for Excellence in Visual Arts is presented to Anita Hung. The next award is the Sportsmanship Award. The Sportsmanship Award is given to the student who not only has strong athletic skills, but even more importantly, has developed good character. This is a student who has a positive attitude and is a team player. The student encourages his or her teammates by passing to them on the court and cheering for them while on the bench. Tonight we have two recipients of the Sportsmanship Award. For the girls, I would like to present the Sportsmanship Award to Jalen Yang. And the Sportsmanship Award for the boys is awarded to Samuel McAnally. The final award is a very special award. It is the Howard Saunders Award. This award is given to the student or students who demonstrate industry, initiative, and exemplary citizenship. The recipient of this award has been seen to demonstrate respect to authority and helpfulness to their fellow classmates, often going out of their way to be kind. Tonight, this award will be shared by three students. These students have been recommended by their teachers and have been seen to possess all of these qualities. Please join me in honoring Madison Brown, Jamie Cherensuk, and Anita Hung. I would now like to introduce to you our valedictorian, Samuel McAnally. Sam is a student who has been at Whitfield since JK, as many others in the class have been. He is a sincere student and has been chosen to speak on behalf of his classmates tonight. I'll ask him to come down to receive his plaque and then to share his speech with us.
Good evening, everyone. It is a pleasure and a privilege to be standing up here tonight as valedictorian for the grade 8 class. It's a special night for us graduates, for our proud parents, grandparents, and our very relieved teachers. Just wait till we graduate from university, then our parents will be the relieved ones. Tonight is a time when we reflect on our educational journey at Whitfield, with the privilege of having a Christ-centered focus. As I think back on the last 9 years at Whitfield, I realize that as each year has passed, we've become a little more independent. I didn't say mature, but independent. I know we come to school to learn, and that would not be possible without our teachers. On behalf of the grade 8 graduating class, I would like to take this opportunity to thank our teachers for the time and energy they have poured into our lives. We know some days were not easy, and maybe you even wanted to pull your hair out. But through it all, you've stuck with us. We also appreciate your time and effort to organize the extracurricular activities for us, which meant staying after school so that we can enjoy fun events. Most importantly, we know that you have been faithful in praying for us, both privately and collectively, at your Tuesday morning staff prayer meetings. We hope you have a restful summer with your family and pray that you will know much blessing for your faithfulness. And Lord willing, we will see you in September. Where can we even start when it comes to thinking about our parents? Moms, you remember dropping us at the door on the first day of kindergarten, crying, kicking, and screaming. Now you just holler from the car to hurry up, let's go. The decision to enroll us into a Christian school could not have been an easy one. We know that this decision came with much prayer and with much cost. We thank you for allowing us to have this opportunity to be educated in a Christian environment. The time you have spent driving us to school in all sorts of weather, returning home, some days and times we have forgotten homework, gym uniforms, lunch bags, or instruments, helping with homework, projects, and taking time off work to accompany us on field trips, we are truly blessed and we thank you. To my fellow grade 8 graduates, like me, many of you have also enjoyed Whitfield from kindergarten to now, and many of you have joined us along the way. Over the years, we've had great memories on field trips, sport competitions, house league events, speech competitions, and more recently, our trips to Sudbury, where we ventured 10 stories below the surface into a nickel mine, and Quebec City, where we learned the city's history and culture. We also tried acrobatics at the Cirque du Soleil Circus School, all while attempting to speak en français. It's fair to say our kindergarten to grade 8 journey has been well-rounded. For those who will be leaving Whitfield, I wish you and your family all the best, and I pray the Lord will be with you and bless you in whatever path he leads you to pursue. High school is full of amazing opportunities, but we are responsible for taking those opportunities and transforming them into meaningful experiences. We only get out the effort we put in. As we face the next 4 years, I encourage you to enter into high school with determination and the confidence to take yourself seriously. We cannot use age as an excuse not to excel. At age 14, Anne Frank began writing her diary, and we still read of her today. Louis Braille, who was blind at age 3, worked on a system that would help blind people to write and read quickly, which he presented to his peers at age 15. The possibilities of what we can achieve are endless, and are only limited by our willingness to lean in and get the job done. But most importantly, these achievements will not be possible without first seeking the guidance and direction from the Lord. Matthew 6:33 wisely states, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The world will tell us to look inside ourselves to be the best we can be. But we have to look up to the only true place we can get help, and that is from the Lord. Without the Lord, our efforts will be in vain. But with him, we know, as it says in Luke 1, verse 37, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. I would like to conclude by again saying a word of thanks to the administrative staff and all the teachers, both part and full-time, for making our time at Whitfield most enjoyable and for showing us the love of Christ each day. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam, for that valedictory speech tonight. And let's all join and give these grade 8 graduates another round of applause of our appreciation. Thanks to God. Whitfield has come a long way from the earliest days, and Dr. Slade is here tonight, and we are very thankful for the years that she invested in the school from its inception. And Dr. Slade would like to share a few thoughts with you tonight.
It's my pleasure tonight to be able to make special mention of two of our staff members who have been with us now for 25 years. And I've been around long enough that I remember when they came 25 years ago. Our school has now been going for 29 years. It doesn't seem possible that that time has passed so quickly, but the ones we wish to recognize tonight have contributed great service to us through the years, helping in so many different areas. The first one is Mrs. Linda Robinson, and I'd like her to come up, please. Mrs. Robinson, as you probably all know, is the assistant to our financial man, Mr. Robinson, and I really don't know what he would do without her, because she keeps track of all those little details, every little bit of expense and so on is so meticulously looked after, and we do appreciate that careful work that has been done through all the years. And more even than that, I'd like to express my appreciation and all our appreciation for the way in which she cares for every family in our school. It's not just a little matter of us being a number and she strokes off when things are paid. No, that's much. She has much more to do than that, caring for individual families, their needs, and as the children grow up. I can't remember how many times Mrs. Robinson has come and said, you know who I met last week at Walmart or wherever? I met so-and-so, and I talked with her and her mother, and we go back, that's 25 years or 24 years when they were students at the school, but she's still just as interested. As recently as yesterday, someone shared with me again the little text messages that Mrs. Robinson sends, and not many people really know about it unless they've received one of those kind little messages. Just a little thought and caring for a family that's maybe needing special care at that time, or just general interest in what is going on in their family. And so it's been much more embracing than just the facts and figures. And we do appreciate that ministry that she has given to Whitfield and given to all of us. And so tonight we want to congratulate you on the 25 years. First of all, your clap. And the other 25-year winner is Dr. Saunders. Is he here? Dr. Saunders, would you like to come down here? Thank you. I remember when you came 25 years ago, and first of all, he came as the dean of students, and he was teaching gym and Bible and industrial arts and history. I looked up to see what you were doing in those days. And so he has been wearing different hats, because then he became the administrator and the principal, and he's just had a little bit of everything, haven't you? And we want to let him know tonight how much we have appreciated his leadership and his help in the school. I can remember many interviews that we shared together with parents, prospective parents, and teachers, and I always appreciated his care in making sure parents understood exactly what our school was all about. It wasn't just a Christian school to come to, but it was a place where we really wanted to work with the children and with the parents to make sure that they came early to know the Lord and to, in all things, give him the preeminence. And we spent many hours doing this, and it was always with very careful attention that Dr. Saunders looked after that part of it. I also want to recall how happy I was and how helpful it was just to have him next door. Over when we moved into the new school in 1999, his office and mine were side by side. And so we were able to share many things and work together on many cases. But one time, I had a phone call that was going to end up very difficult. The person on the other end, I didn't know, but it was somebody who was really had something that they wanted to tell us. And I could see that this was developing into some difficulty. So I just excused myself from the phone conversation, and I just went up to the door to Dr. Saunders and said, "The call on line one is for you." So it was very handy to have him right there to help us with difficult situations. We do very much appreciate all that you have poured into the life of our school, and we want to congratulate you on this 25th.
I speak on behalf of Mrs. Robinson and myself. It is a great honor, and we thank God for the privilege he has given us to serve for this time in the work of the Lord. The investment of years into your children and some of you who are former students of Whitfield, you now have your children in the school that are graduating from grade 8, and one of them giving a valedictory speech already. And so going way back in the antiquity of Whitfield all the way through, and I know that you folks have invested your trust in the school, in the administration, in the staff, and we thank you for that. And we've said before, and often say it again to you, that each day we need your intercession to God for us, your prayers on our behalf. And Dr. Slade mentions that funny occasion. But you know, there are many, many hard decisions that have to be made. Some people will understand, and others they don't understand. But we want to walk in the fear of the Lord and to do what is right. And it's all to the praise and honor of our Savior. We would not be here today if it was not for the Lord saving us, the Lord washing our sins away, and the Lord giving us a challenge and a call and a mandate of what Whitfield is. And so we thank you for your prayers, your support, and thank you very much for this recognition tonight. Much appreciated. I'm going to call upon Mr. Cleland now, who is going to come and present the Grade 12 awards.
Okay, I'd like to call upon the grid 12s to come down, please, and we will commence our awards here. And our first award tonight is to Ada Chung, Ontario Scholar. To Wilson Derbyshire, Ontario Scholar. Shalini Kumar, Ontario Scholar. Chuck Fay Louis, Ontario Scholar. Natanelle McKinnon, Ontario Scholar. And Joyce Musa, Ontario Scholar. David Palmer. Juliet Reeser, Ontario Scholar. Brianna Reeves, Ontario Scholar. Ryan Vandenhoevel, Ontario Scholar.
Mrs. Saunders is going to come now and present the awards for grade 12.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Tonight it is my privilege to honor the grade 12 class of 2018, but I also congratulate the grade 8s as well on this important milestone in their lives. The first award that we have tonight is for outstanding academic achievement, and I have behind me, as you have just heard, all those Ontario scholars, a very hard-working group. But one has surfaced as a notable first-place winner, and so the student of the group behind me that has the highest academic standing for the graduating class of 2018 is Natanelle McKinnon. The second award is a very special one for students in Ontario. It is the Lieutenant Governor Award. This award is for a student who has outstanding voluntary contribution to society. And it comes with a special commemorative pin, a letter signed by the current Lieutenant Governor, and a certificate signed by the former Lieutenant Governor, who is actually Mr. David Onley, and it's rather relevant, Ms. Slade will remember, that his son attended Whitfield a number of years ago. The staff agree that while this student has volunteered significantly in her school, she also went far beyond the expectation in her volunteering, even risking her life during her high school career to bring humanitarian aid to the Syrian and Iraqi refugees in Lebanon, along with her father and a team of Canadian medical people. The team brought urgent medical and dental aid to crowds of needy people, but they also shared the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and only eternity will reveal the extent of the work that was done. Therefore, we believe for these reasons that Anne Joyce Musa is a worthy recipient of the Lieutenant Governor Award for 2018. Anne must have brought her own fan club here tonight, and I'm happy to see both brothers, Jesse and Daniel Musa, who are graduates also. Stand up, Jesse and Daniel. Stand up. Yes, there they are. Okay. I do believe that Jesse just flew in from Northern Ireland, where he and his brother are studying dentistry just for Anne's graduation. That's very, very special. The next award is the Howard Saunders Award for Exemplary Citizenship, and it is also a monetary award recognizing special initiative within the school community to motivate peers to help make Whitfield the best place that it can be. And this award tonight is going to a student who has been nicknamed by her classmates as a peacemaker. And I think when I say that word, the grade 12s will automatically know who will be receiving this award. She has gone beyond the call of duty to motivate, help, and encourage her classmates. And she has few, maybe no demerit slips at all this year. And so tonight we are delighted to honor Shalini Kumar. Now, the fourth award is a unique one, which we have not ever given out before, and it is honoring a student who is leaving Whitfield to begin studies at Guelph University in the fall in the field of veterinary medicine. For 3 years, almost daily, this student has given outstanding animal care to a very appreciative recipient. Our mascot, 9-year-old Rocky the Rabbit, and I am personally delighted to give an award for outstanding animal care to our resident veterinarian, Wilson Derbyshire. The next award is an annual award. It is the Vanderwall Award, given in memory of a former beloved teacher, Mrs. Johanne Vanderwall, by her family. It is a monetary award which honors a student who has persevered well in his or her high school career, maintaining a steadfast commitment to the work, despite sometimes challenging circumstances. The staff unanimously cast their votes in favor of a student who has worked valiantly to achieve excellence, maintained an exemplary attitude throughout, and never, as far as we can remember, received one demerit slip in his 4 years at Whitfield, or at the collegiate. This combination of virtues is found in the winner of the Vanderwall Award for 2018, an honorable young man who has proved that hard work, determination, and perseverance can make a difference, and it gives us great pleasure to award Ryan Vandenhoevel. Our final award tonight is the Grace Tofik Award, given in loving memory of our former beloved student, Grace Tofik, who passed away in her grade 10 year and today is with the Lord. Grace was a beautiful girl with a beautiful testimony. The 2018 recipient has honored her school voluntarily behind the scenes, seeking to motivate and mentor particularly the academy students to seek the Lord and Christian education and to remain at Whitfield. She spoke both in corporate assemblies and their devotions and even in a parent forum. She is a passionate advocate for the academic and particularly the spiritual ministry of Whitfield. And tonight, the collegiate administration wants to recognize this student for the Grace Tofik Award of 2018, Ann Joyce Musa. One final comment. Our grade 12s will be leaving us tonight and going on to very special places. We just want to tell you where they are going. Ada Chung, McMaster University, Life Sciences. Wilson Derbyshire, Guelph University, Veterinarian Medicine. Luke Hogan, Laurier University, BBA in Computer Science. Shalini Kumar, University of Toronto, Life Sciences. Henry Lang, University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, Math. Chuck Fay Louie, Ryerson, Computer Science. Nathaniel McConnon, UOIT, Life Sciences. Ann Joyce Musa, George Brown, Denturism. David Palmer, Centennial College, Music. Juliet Reeser, UOIT, Nursing. Brianna Reeves, University of Toronto, Forensic Science. Joshua Santos, Workplace Construction, taking a year out before he goes to university. Ryan Vandenhoevel, McMaster University, Engineering. Please pray for our graduates that beyond all else, they would remember the motto of Whitfield, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all other necessary things of life will be added unto them. And at this time, just before I close, it gives me great pleasure to welcome to you the 2018 valedictorian. She was nominated by her class, and the decision was fully supported by her teachers. She is a 14-year veteran of Whitfield, Miss Brianna Reeves.
Good evening, teachers, families, friends, and graduates. It is an honor to be giving this speech this evening. Thank you for attending this special night for all of us graduates. Today is a turning point in each of our lives. It is a day to reflect on the moments that stood out and helped to define who we are as a class. It is a final look back on who we were at the very moment that we are looking forward to who we want to become. We definitely didn't get to this point on our own. I have to say a special thank you to my mom. You can probably identify her as the person holding up three cameras at this point. She spent years helping me with projects and pulling all-nighters with me to prepare for spelling bees. Also, thanks to my dad, who always reminded me to stay on task and meet all my deadlines. I think it's important to thank all of you parents, family members, and friends who have spent these years not only being our personal chauffeurs to and from school, but also our biggest supporters and motivators, and most importantly, the tuition payers. Thank you for everything you've done. I'd also like to thank the school, which has worked as a relay team, passing the students from teacher to teacher. A majority of the teachers sitting in this building tonight have played a role in getting me to this exact spot today. 14 years ago, I walked into Mrs. Johnston's and Mrs. Pappas' classroom for the first time. Sorry, I still struggle to say your full last name, Mrs. Pappas. There's a few things that don't change given even more than a decade. Since then, there have been several others, like Mrs. Browett, Mrs. Oblocki, and Ms. Fernandez, to name a few, who have had a major impact on our academic and at times spiritual paths. Thank you to every teacher who spent at least 3 hours a week, 5 days a week, for 10 months a year in the classroom with us, teaching us, working with us, and changing us. Aside from our teachers, there are two people who really deserve to be acknowledged because these years would not have been the same without them. Thank you to Ruben for sharing your room with us whenever we needed a really quiet place to study and for picking up after all of us every day. And thank you to Mrs. Fraser, because I have no idea how Whitfield would even function without you. Also, thanks for accepting my lunch forms every time I brought them a day late. We all have fond memories from our time at Whitfield that we are taking with us. I have to commend Madame Stevenson for making it through 5 years of my Fronglish. It was a rare occurrence when I did not try to slip an English word or two into a sentence. But I haven't taken French in 2 years, and I still know all my pizza toppings, fromage, champignon, all the rest. So thank you, Madame Stevenson. I think I'm ready for Paris. I will always appreciate Vice Principal Mr. Cleland for the work he does behind the scenes and miss his corny jokes, too. I doubt I will ever have teachers like Dr. and Mr. Torres who can answer questions about almost anything on a moment's notice ever again. Or a calculus teacher like Mr. Rajaratnam, who can amaze us all with his diagrams of lines and planes. Speaking of calculus, it's not too late to bump up my mark, Mr. Raj. I promise I'll rate you 5 stars on Rate My Teacher. Tonight is especially difficult because in the back of my mind, all I can think about is the fact that I'll never taste Miss McAnally's cookies or Miss Jew's cookie cakes ever again. And that is absolutely heartbreaking for all of us graduates. But most of all, I'm going to miss this graduating class and everyone who has ever been a part of it. Next year, when I'm just one out of the 500 faces, I'm going to miss being one of these 14 faces. Many of you here today are probably only familiar with one or two of these graduating students, so allow me to briefly introduce you to the rest. Andrew Ahn has proven to be a very caring person over the last 3 years. He is always willing to help people in any way he can, even if that means making a second trip to a nearby restaurant to buy lunch for people who couldn't leave the property. Ada Chung is the smartest and the most artistic girl that I know. Anyone here tonight that has been in our school lobby has seen Ada's work. Considering that I struggle to draw stick figures, her talent has left me in awe countless times. Wilson Derbyshire is the hardest working and most considerate person that I've ever met, not to mention the fact that he is also very artistic. For the last 3 years, Wilson has arrived at school from 7:30 a.m. to take care of the Whitfield Bunny and to get an early start on studying. Wilson puts 100% into everything he does, and that is reflected in the quality of work he produces. Luke Hogan is the type of guy that excels in all areas. He is a superb pianist that can play percussion or guitar if necessary. He will compete in nearly any sport, whether it's basketball, soccer, hockey, pickleball, you name it. And he is usually leading the winning team. His academics are the same way. I have spent these years trying math competitions and accumulating participation certificates, while Luke always walks away with medals and certificates of distinction. Shalini Kumar has been almost like a mom for our class. She is extremely selfless. She goes out of her way to make sure that everyone always has a lunch and turns in their assignments on time. Halfway through the year, when everyone else began to become more stressed with school and university requirements, Shalini really stepped up and played a major role in leading prayer meeting. Henry Liang is the smartest person that I have ever had any classes with. His marks are outstanding. If Henry and I were given the same question, but only I was handed a calculator, Henry would still have the answer a good 10 seconds before me. I'm certain that if it weren't for Henry, a majority of us would be graduating with lower marks in calculus and physics. Chuck Fei Louis is such a calm and content person. There are few things that actually have the ability to upset him. His incredibly fast test-taking skills have alerted the rest of us that we should be approximately halfway done when he is handing in his test. In addition, his thorough knowledge of the public transit system has allowed several of us to reach safely home over the years. Natanael Mekonnen is wise beyond his years. For the last 2 years, many of us struggled with the new concepts while they were a breeze for Natanael. He has the profound ability to do a third of the studying that others do, but still achieve one of the highest marks in the class. Anne Joyce Musa is one of the last people that you would ever want to debate. She is just a notch below Mr. Torres. Similar to him, she has the ability to make you feel wrong even when you're right. She'll make you question if 2 + 2 truly equals 4. Anne's gift of speech has enabled her to capture the attention of any crowd and to bring people of all ages to tears with her eloquent presentations. David Palmer is an extraordinary musician. His musical talents range from singing and playing various instruments to making beats with miscellaneous objects and conducting the junior band at the Christmas concert. David is the type of person that always tries to cheer everyone up when they're sad. He manages to always put a smile on our faces with his goofy personality and random dancing. Juliet Reeser is the perfect combination of athletic and intellectual. She is an amazing baker with an artistic eye. Juliet is the only person that I know who is satisfied with having a cucumber for her lunch because she prefers to live a healthy life. She is also the only person in this class that can run 800 meters like it's nothing. I will greatly miss Juliet's cookies, brownies, funnel cakes, and all the other baked goods she would bring. Joshua Santos is a hardworking guy that is very good with his hands. Throughout the winter, Joshua came to school early to shovel the driveway before all the other students arrived. He also spent a lot of time working on the playset after school hours. Joshua has an extensive knowledge of the Bible that allowed him to be helpful to the rest of us whenever we struggled to remember any minor details. Ryan Vandenhoevel is the only person in this class that could easily survive on their own for a couple of days in the wilderness. He is experienced and knowledgeable about a variety of survival techniques, plus he is an accomplished archer. Ryan is a considerate and innovative thinker. He is able to turn steel into a survival tool. His imaginative thinking is what will make him a successful engineer. It would be a tad odd for me to stand up here and tell all of you about myself. Some of you don't know who I am, and some of you know a little too much for comfort. So instead, I'd like to share how the 13 people I just talked about have affected me. I've enjoyed watching every single one of these graduates grow physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually over these years, and being a part of this class has stimulated a growth within me. I'm the type of person who always likes to have a plan or schedule, but you have all taught me the excitement of having an element of spontaneity in my life. Not everything always has to be planned right down to the minute in order to be productive or have a fun day. You have all motivated me to try, even when the odds seem unlikely, because you'll never know what the outcome will be until you do. These last 4 years weren't always the easiest. Calculus tests and research papers left us feeling hopeless and more than ready to throw in the towel at times. But we bonded through our pain, and together we handed in those assignments while keeping in the tears of joy. We will be the class that Whitfield never forgets because of everything we accomplished this year, from participating in band and choir to leading our house teams, getting into university or college, and planning the next steps of our future. The Student Activity Council was a large part of our year for half of us. Under the guidance of Ms. Ju and Mrs. Peterman, we were able to plan activities and events that the whole school could look forward to. Thank you, Ms. Ju, for all the encouragement that you bestowed upon us. You helped us to believe in ourselves so that we could run faster or jump higher. And thank you, Mrs. Peterman, for always motivating and inspiring us to be our best selves. Also, I'm sorry that I missed every single human growth class. I wasn't actually in human growth, but Mrs. Peterman doesn't know this. The school production of Sherlock Holmes and the case of the Royal Bombay Ruby was really memorable because it was a project that a majority of us were involved in. For months, 8 of us spent time with Ms. McAnally at lunch and after school rehearsing. Mr. and Mrs. Olson and Mr. West are teachers that donated their time and effort to this play, band, and choir all year. I also would like to acknowledge Mr. and Mrs. Saunders for all the hard work they put into the playset. The play was a success because of the perseverance of all the students and teachers involved. As a class, we have played a part in shaping Whitfield, and I hope that none of you will ever forget the way it has shaped you. It was a blessing to be taught by remarkably intelligent teachers, such as Mr. Bartz, who prayed for and cared deeply about our academic and spiritual progress, or Mr. Nabicko, who left his farm to step in as our chemistry teacher when there was a need. Whitfield has challenged all of us to think critically and to break out of our 5-paragraph molds. I now proudly do 6 paragraphs. As our journey comes to an end, I hope that you have not only learned about each other, but learned about yourself as well. There's no doubt in my mind that all of you will be able to achieve what you dream of. I have watched you work hard over these years to not only graduate, but be accepted into the programs and universities of your choice. I know now that we have reached to the next step that all of you will work even harder to continue on your path to achieving your goals. I'm excited to see what lies ahead for each and every one of you because you all have the ability to make a difference in this world. I heard a quote recently that describes graduation as seeing the light at the end of the tunnel and being really happy about it until you realize that that light was from an oncoming train. I feel like this is completely true. We would be deluding ourselves if we honestly believed that life would be getting easier now. But fear not, graduates, because you're ready to take on whatever comes your way in university. Whether it's challenging mixtures of carboxylic acids and amines in organic chemistry, or non-Christians trying to plant doubt in your mind using logical fallacies. Whitfield has prepared all of you to be able to handle yourselves in these situations, and I know that you will succeed in your endeavors. All of your stories are far from over. I'm sure God has big plans for every single one of you. Remember to always lean on Him, always pray about everything, and always continue to strive towards your goals, because you all have the potential to achieve great things. To our fellow students, my advice for you would be to enjoy high school to the fullest by participating in everything. Of course, schoolwork is the top priority, but try to savor all the little moments. I know it won't feel like this to the grade nines, but these 4 years go by so quickly. It feels like just a couple months ago that I was standing in this spot wearing a blue gown instead of a black one. Graduates, good or bad, the ending to our high school careers is sad because it is an ending, but it's time to focus on the new beginning. We are all going to new schools with new courses and new goals. God willing, we all have a long life ahead of us still. So if you don't like how the first chapter went, change something. If you feel like you could have done better, then do better when September comes. Don't focus on the what-ifs, the what-could-have-beens, and the mistakes made now. The possibilities are limitless. Focus on how to allow those experiences to inspire a change within you. Don't look back with regret, but look forward with optimism and positivity. Forge bonds with friends who bring out the best in you and strive to do the same for them. Show appreciation to those who help you to improve yourself. And never forget to put your trust in God. You all have a choice to either be phenomenal or be forgotten. Use the lessons that we have learned, the situations that we have experienced, and the concepts that we have been taught to make wise decisions and thrive in the next chapter of your lives. Congratulations, class of 2018. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brianna, for that valedictory speech. And once more, please let us unite and congratulate the entire grade 12 graduating class. I don't know if Wilson realized that when he received that award, he also gets Rocky along with the reward. And Rocky's quite excited about it. He's looking forward to spending time with you in your room. He's not so sure about that. Mom and Dad might not be so sure either. Well, the graduates will move from their location behind me down before Dr. McClellan comes to bring the closing word and challenge to the graduates. We're very pleased that as the president of Whitfield and the one who has been involved in the school from its inception, we're pleased that Dr. McClellan is going to be able to bring that challenge tonight to the young people. We're giving you a change of position while we praise God with singing number 462, Be Thou My Vision. So please take your blue hymnal, turn to 462. We're going to sing the first and the final verses, 1 and 4, standing, please, while we sing.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my life.
Right, graduates, you could just sit in the front row over here, be just perfect. The rest of the grade eights there, that'd be great. Thank you. Dr. McLeod.
You can be seated. One of the difficulties of being the closing speaker is that you have to follow after two valedictorians like we've just had. And we've got two budding preachers there, and they can do very well, so I have to follow after that. I'd like to welcome you all again to this, the 26th graduation service of the Whitfield Christian Schools. And so we welcome all the graduates, all the parents and the family members and all the friends. And the graduates, I have to say, are looking well. I don't know who they are, because we see them during the week in the uniform, and you look at them tonight in all their finery and so grown up. And we just say a word of congratulations to you all. You've finally made it, but you're not finished, because once you leave, especially grade 12, there's a lot more that lies ahead. Now, graduation is a word that has the meaning of steps. And life is a series of steps. The first step is that we're born. And then it's not long until we take another step, literally, and we begin to walk. And then after that, we start to go to school. And after that, there's a whole bunch of graduations like we have now, grade 8 and grade 12. And the grade 12 is, of course, going to university or vocational school. I have to say, we're always sorry to see you leave. We enjoy having you with us. We're sorry to see you leave. And we have tried our best to teach you aright, both in the academic field and in behavior. Now, the grade 12s are facing a major step, a major graduation. We have watched over you this past number of years, somewhat like teaching a little child to ride the bicycle, and they have training wheels there just in case they get off balance, and so they've got the training wheels. But the grade 12s, your training wheels are off now, and you're heading out to a new life out in the world. Now, we ask the question, what of the future? And I want to leave a very important verse of Scripture with you. It's from John chapter 2, and it is the well-known portion dealing with the Lord's first miracle of turning the water into wine. Jesus was invited to come to a wedding banquet in Cana of Galilee, and they ran out of wine. And you know the story, how that Jesus' mother told the people to listen to him and to obey him, and then she made this statement. And I want you to take this statement and think about it, and even take it as a motto for your life, because the mother of Jesus said to the people regarding the wine, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." And young people, take that as a motto as you go out into the world. Whatsoever the Lord Jesus Christ says to you, do it. Now, he is the supreme authority. You'll find that in the world there are many, many voices that want to clamor for your attention, and they want you to follow them. But the best authority of all and the greatest authority of all is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the supreme authority, and we need to listen to him. And if you remember nothing else about what I say tonight in this few moments, that I want you to remember that verse, whatsoever the Lord Jesus saith unto you, do it. And if you make that the motto of your life, you will be blessed by Almighty God. And that raises the question, because Mary said, whatsoever Jesus saith, do it. Raises the question, well, what does Jesus say? Well, he said many, many things, and I want just to briefly consider two of them. First of all, in Matthew 11 and 28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And the reason is that it implies that we are away from him. He is saying, come unto me, implying that we are away from him. And what's the reason for that? Well, it's our sinful nature, because all of us were born in sin, unshapen in iniquity, and we're not worthy of the least of the mercies of Almighty God, but God has given us the greatest mercy by giving us the gift of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be a Savior. And He gives out to people a gracious invitation. Now, some of you students have already accepted that invitation. You've responded, and today you're born again of the Spirit of God. But sadly, there are some who have sat through the years in Whitfield, and you still do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. Our prayer has been that our school would be a school of Christ, and that every student would meet the Lord in the lives of their teachers, in the Word of God, in their classes, in the assemblies. We are praying that the Lord would meet with you and you would meet with them. And so, young people, especially as you're leaving the school and the training wheels are off and you're out into a very hostile world, listen to the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ and take Him as your Savior. Because the Bible tells us, or the little chorus tells us, with Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm. So our purpose as a school was, first of all, if necessary, to lead you to the Lord Jesus, if you didn't know Him, and then to see you grow in the grace of God. And it's been a great delight for us to see the very first students, and then multiplying, and them getting married and having students and children of their own. It's been a tremendous blessing indeed. You're going out into a hostile world. Remember what Jesus says of Him, that whatever He tells you to do it. Now, if you ever drive along Ellesmere, near McCowan, just beyond McCowan, and you look at the Civic Centre there, you'll find a lot of trees, and there's a statue in the trees that used to be very easy to see. It's not so easy to see now, but it's there. It's a unique statue. It's very tall, and it is a hand, a great big hand. And in the middle of the hand, there is a man standing. And the meaning of that statue is that man in the hand of God only reaches his ultimate destination. And so, young people, if you're in the hand of the Lord and you've come unto Christ and you're saved, then you will be greatly blessed in the future. The second thing that I want to say is that the Lord said, "Come unto me." He also said to Peter and Andrew, He said, "Follow me." You remember, He came to them and He said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." That's Matthew 4 and 19. Now, young people, we are all on a pilgrimage. We're only here for a short time. We're here on a pilgrimage and we're moving from time into eternity. And we're also moving from earth and hopefully to heaven. But the question is, where is heaven? Is it up there? It's maybe over here, or out that way, or behind. Where is heaven? We don't know where heaven is, but we do know somebody who can lead us to heaven. And the Lord Jesus Christ, He told us, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." We cannot find the way ourselves. We have to follow the Lord Jesus as our Savior and as our guide. Two or three years ago, I was coming along past the Scarborough Town Centre and came to a red light and had a stop at the red light. And as I stopped, I was aware of another car coming alongside, and out of the corner of my eye, I could see that the man was trying to get my attention. Now, in the state of morals in this country today, you think twice about responding or even making eye contact. You don't know who you're looking at. But anyhow, I looked over and he signaled to me. So I wound the window down and he said, and I was relieved when he said, "Could you tell me how to get to the 401 highway?" And that was such a relief and such an easy answer, because I just said to him, "Follow me, because I'm going to the 401 and you follow me, and when you're on, you go to your destination." And young people, We need to follow hard after the Lord. If you follow the world, follow the devil, you're going to finish up in disaster. But thank God you can follow him and he will lead you safely from earth to heaven. Now, that statement that the Lord made, follow me, it had to do with Andrew and Peter and their vocation in the future. Because he said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So they were going to change from one situation, being fishermen, to another situation, being disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that tells us a lesson, that we need to come to the Lord. And even as Paul said, when Paul met the Lord on the road to Damascus, the very first thing he said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And you young students should be praying this all the time in your lives. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Because the Lord has a plan for you. And you're here and not by mere chance. You come into this world at the wonderful works of the Lord. You're here and you have to ask yourself, Lord, why am I here and what do you want me to do? And so you commend yourself to him and he will guide you and he will bless you. There's many possible ways you can go through life. You may have a spiritual pathway that the Lord would lead you to. He may call some men to be pastors. He may call others to be missionaries and so on. But it's only a minority of God's people who are called into full-time service. But you'll find that many people go into the secular world, and there's nothing wrong with that. Go into the secular world, but there you bear a testimony in the business world to the grace of God in your life. And so I trust that you young people, as you set forward on this new stage of life, that you'll first of all think of those words, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And the Lord has a word for you. And don't rest until you get that word. I just had to be blessed today calendar I have on my desk that has Bible quotations. And the one today was one that was very special to me because way back in 1975, when considering coming to this part of the world, that I didn't know what to do. Do I stay in my native Northern Ireland and serve the Lord there where I was? Or do I take this opening to Canada? And the Lord gave me a wonderful verse. And that was from Deuteronomy 1 and verse 20, where it says, behold, the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers has said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. And we came here resting on that promise. Now, there were times when we were discouraged. There were times when we were sad and fearful. But the Lord tells us in his word that he gives us grace for every time of need. And so, young people, make sure when you go out into the world, you're walking with your hand in the hand of the Lord Jesus, and he will take you safely from earth to heaven, and you'll be blessed. And we wish you well, and we continue to pray for you that the Lord will lead you into his will and show you what best you can do for him and for his glory. Let's bow together in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee tonight for these young people. And we thank the Lord for the privilege that we have had to speak to them and to teach them. And we thank the Lord for our teachers who have faithfully given time and effort to lead these young ones in the ways of the Lord. And Father, we pray that the scriptures they have learned may not just be hidden as a sort of perfunctory duty, but Lord, we pray that they may find thy word in their hearts that they might not sin against thee. So we commend them to thee. And Lord, for those who are going from us and going out into the world, O God, put thy loving arms round about them, protect them. And Lord, when the old devil comes to try and shake them and get them off the main pathway, our Father, we pray that thou would defeat the devil and give them victory. And Lord, we pray that on that great day, when eventually thou dost take all thy people home, we pray, Lord, that none of these graduates will be missing on that day. We ask, O Lord, now to part us in thy fear and with thy blessing. We thank thee for thy presence with us, to take us home. Grant, O God, that thou would make our homes to be veritable Bethels, where the presence of the Lord is always a felt reality. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.